Coach, can you put into words on the number of saves that Talbot made for you here tonight?
A lot. Would be one word. Some high-end ones, too, with high-end shooters. And the ones he could see, and then a few that he didn't see till real late. He was just tracking the puck so well. Best player on the ice.
Was the stop that he made on Ben on the 3-on-5 maybe a turning point?
And so I look at it, these goalies make saves and they make stops, right? That was a save. I mean, a hell of a move, but a better reaction. Yeah, so he was fantastic. The closest thing I've seen him do that was the game that he played in here. You'd remember we won 2-1. Might be the best performance I've ever seen by a goaltender while I've been behind the bench. He was pretty darn good tonight.
Talked about it a lot, Paul. What does it mean for your group to get to that first 3-game winning streak of the year?
Yeah, important on the road, important in our own division. These games take on a different meaning. Tonight's especially the head-to-head because we have burned more games than other teams. These head-to-head are so critical that a confidence builder. We're all aware that we can play at a higher level, can play a better game of hockey in front of our goalie. But over the course of an 82, to get on any kind of roll, the goaltender has to grab one for you.
What's the most important thing Mark Scheifele has been doing during this hot stretch? I know it's for the majority of the year, but especially lately.
Yeah. I think when he plays with Blake, he plays a straight line game. And it's more of a speed game. He doesn't maybe not necessarily have to slow down as much to read what's going to happen with the puck. So he comes out from low in our end of the ice. He comes with speed because you know Blake is going to, you know, make the play, control it, make a real smart play with the puck. And he's got, you know, go back a year and a half ago, the number of posts that he hit as a young guy, chances that he almost had, he didn't get to the net. Now, excuse me, I'm not sure if he's taken anything off his shot. But through two, I believe he had 6 shots on goal without a missed. You know, so he's got a little more poise with that puck. He's placing it better.
Well, Andre talked a lot about how important it was to play most of the game 5-on-5,
yes,
and not let Dallas go on the on power play. How do you feel about that?
Back-to-back games that we've been able to stay out of the box. I thought last game it was a function of more the way the game was called. There were probably lots of penalties. I think we didn't get near enough a few people to get into penalty trouble tonight, so we'd like to get a little closer to them. We want to be disciplined with our sticks especially. I think we were. With our sticks, we were disciplined, which was easy to do when you're that far off the guy. You know what? Never introduce a negative. You know what? It's 2 games where we're not in the box against 2 teams that can really hurt you on their power play, so it's a step forward.
What do you mean to get Matt Pearl back to your group?
Just some experience on the bench. You know, those guys were burned for one, but they had 2 or 3 really, really good looks down there. And eventually for poor Nick Petan, the puck's got to go in the net for him. He's just got to stay with it. But they were good when we needed them.